So when was your last checkup? Oh no, not you. Although that's important too, but when was your last vehicle checkup? When it comes to service, nobody knows your Chevy better than your local Chevy dealer. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule an appointment today.
All right, I'll get off my soapbox, let Kristen Myers jump on instead. From TheBalance.com, which by the way is a site I go to every day. And Kristen, I noticed you guys had a little redesign.
We did.
Looks great.
Thank you so much. Yeah, we're just tweaking some things on the site. Of course, all the information remains the same. It's just the visuals, you know, that might have changed a little bit.
As someone who works for a Block Club Chicago here, a digital news outlet, I know that that's never an easy change to make. So I imagine you put in some extra hours there, Kristen. All right, let's talk about the JOLTS report. And it jolted maybe the markets a little bit because, this is tough to talk about, right? Because layoffs going up is never quote-unquote good news, but we did see layoffs up a bit. We saw job openings down a bit, and this can be an encouraging sign moving forward, right?
Okay, so markets actually responded pretty positively today. We did see a little bit of the rallying continuing today because, as you mentioned, when you hear that the number of job openings decreased, which it did, it actually fell by a little over a million jobs. So a million less jobs available. And the layoff was pretty much unchanged, but it did tick upward just slightly. About 100,000 more people were laid off in August. We are a couple months behind. The Labor Department doesn't give us jolts as up to date, of course, as we would all love. But so this is for August. But the layoffs did tick upward in August compared to July. Now, I'm sure there's a lot of people saying, okay, but Kristen, that doesn't sound like good news at all, and we don't know why the markets would be happy about that. But here's the thing. The Federal Reserve right now is trying to fight inflation, right? So you and I and everyone else that's listening is paying way more money than we would like for things like groceries or clothes, for example. And as a result, they're really trying to slam the brakes on the economy and really slow down economic growth, which means, of course, in turn, that the labor market is also going to slow down. So in a way, this is exactly as the central bank intended. And the reason that investors like this news is that if the Fed's moves are working, maybe they won't keep hiking rates as much as they have been. They've been hiking rates pretty aggressively, 75 basis points, which means that, you know, your mortgages are getting more expensive, your car loans are more expensive, debt's more expensive. And for investors, it takes a much bigger bite out of earnings, which, of course, none of the investors like. So this is why, in a weird way, bad news becomes good news.
Right. And, you know, there's still a ton of job openings, more job openings than people looking for jobs. And, you know, while that strong labor market is good, obviously, if companies are going to have to do so much to retain talent and they drive up wages to do so, that also feeds into the inflation problem, which I know is everyone wants to make more money individually. But if we're all making a ton more money, it's no good for anybody.
Is part of this.
So I think I imagine what the goal is for JOLTS, which I said earlier is the best acronym out there for a report. It's just fun to say. As we look forward to future JOLTS, we just don't want it to be too jolty, right? Like, we want it to just ease off.
Right. And you know, it's so important that we're talking about this. I guess today's Tuesday. I forget what day of the week we're in sometime. Friday, right, we're actually going to have a jobs report come out. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to find out what the unemployment number is going to be. And economists right now are forecasting that it's going to remain unchanged at 3.7%. For the month of September, and that is, just as a quick refresher, a slight tick upward from where it was in August when it was 3.5%. And we're going to start to see maybe the same reaction again if that unemployment rate starts to tick just slightly upward, you know, maybe to 3.8% or even 3.9%. And again, people are going to get very concerned because maybe they say a recession is coming, because higher unemployment does tend to mean that we are entering a recessionary period. But again, the thing is this, as you're mentioning, with so many people employed, so many people getting paid so much more money, it means that we all have more money in our pockets to go out and buy things.
Right.
The more people that are buying things, the less goods that there are on the shelves, which means each individual item, of course, becomes more and more valuable, making it more and more expensive. So it's this weird balancing act that right now the central bank is trying to do. They're trying to keep as many people employed as possible while still maintaining a low as possible inflation rate. Their target is 2%. That's what they want inflation to be. Inflation right now is 8.3%. So we are a long way off.
We're high in the air. That plane needs to come down fast, but not too quick. Yeah, and one other thing I wanted to just as we look forward at these future reports, obviously the layoffs remaining mostly flat is a good thing, because if there's one thing we want to change, it's the job openings, but not layoffs going up. Let me explain it, because I don't know if that made too much sense, probably to you, Kristen. But the idea is that if companies are preparing for a recession by just maybe taking some of the job listings they have off their websites, if they're just not doing additional hiring, but they keep their current staff employed,
right?
That's the best case scenario, right?
Well, that's the hiring freeze, right? I'm sure many of us have been at companies where, you know, your bosses start to say, okay, well, we're not going to start adding more people, but don't worry, we're not going to really start cutting more people. Here's the thing about that, though. You are probably, if we head into a recession, and again, the Fed is trying to avoid it, right? They're trying to bring this plane down without crash landing it. They're trying to just bring it down and do what they call a soft landing. So you're going to have some bumps, perhaps, but you're not really going to crash that plane. And so essentially, you might start to see some of those layoffs numbers ticking upward, right? Mm-hmm. You might start to see that unemployment number start to tick upward, but you do at scale want it still to be quite low. You, of course, don't want unemployment numbers like we saw right when the pandemic started,
right,
when unemployment actually 13. Soared to 14%.
Yeah,
no one wants that, because that's a huge population of the American people that are then out of work and aren't receiving an income. And that will, of course, have huge ripple effects. So if the Fed can keep that unemployment rate still perhaps a little bit of pain, so it might go upward, but not so high that so many Americans are out of work, that's really what they're going to be shooting for. So they have said it. They've said, listen, there is going to be some economic pain coming out ahead. But as they've mentioned, it's better to have that kind of pain than the pain of this continuous runaway inflation, because that's not sustainable.
For sure. And, you know, I know it's anecdotal, but every now and then people text in that, oh, they're starting to see it at their work. And I don't enjoy hearing that. I like to see the reports from people, because honestly, it's probably a little bit more current than some of the reports we get that you mentioned were backwards looking. So 312-981-7200, what are you seeing at your companies? Kristen Myers, I appreciate you joining us as always. It's good to chat with you again.
Of course. Great talking with you, John.
And The Balance is always a great website to go to, thebalancemoney.com or thebalance.com. And it looks great, too.